Part 2. Short Dialogues.
1.
How was the checkup last week, Bob?
I'm perfectly fine. I think it's because I jog every morning that I'm in good shape.
2.
I have a throbbing headache. Bob, what do you usually take for that?
Well, I usually take a painkiller. But headaches often come from stress, and painkillers sometimes make me dizzy. So I try to relax by doing some neck stretches. 3.
I have such a stiff neck from working on this program all day. It's painful just to turn my head around.
Are you suffering from eye strain as well? Amy, you really should give yourself a little time to recover.
4.
Oh, I think I twisted my ankle.
Oh, Bob, I told you to warm up before we started playing tennis.
5.
Amy, I feel so exhausted. I'm worried so much about the new project. I've been suffering from insomnia all week.
Relax and go home, Ken. Drink a cup of herbal tea and get a good night's rest. You'll wake up feeling refreshed tomorrow morning.
Six.
The thing I hate the most about hay fever is suffering from a runny nose all day.
I know what you mean, Ken. My husband suffers from it too, and he keeps me awake all night with his sneezing.
Seven.
Hey, Bob, how was your visit to the dentist? You had a toothache last week, right?
That's right. He said that because my gums were bleeding badly, I couldn't eat solid food for 5 days.
8.
Ugh, I feel awful. I have a stuffed up nose, sore throat, and a queasy feeling in my stomach.
That cough sounds pretty bad too. Ken, I think you've caught the flu. 9.
You mean you can't eat any kinds of fish?
That's right. In fact, if I eat any seafood at all, I run a high fever and break out in a terrible itchy rash. 10.
Ken, what happened? Did you break your wrist?
I just sprained it playing rugby. It hurt so much, though. I thought I had broken it.